This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome everyone to episode number 33 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. And today we're diving into advanced strategies for optimizing your Google business profile. In my last episode, we talked about the five weekly actions you should take to dominate Google's three-pack. If you missed that episode, be sure to check it out for some foundational tips. Today, we'll explore how to take your Google business profile to the next level to further boost your local search presence and attract more patients. But first, I'd like to thank Chiropractic Marketing Websites for sponsoring today's episode. CMW helps chiropractors convert leads into new patients in 14 days or less without tech overwhelm or spending a lot on advertising. If you're not getting the number of leads you'd like from your current chiropractic website, then head on over to chiropracticmarketingwebsites.com to learn more. That's chiropracticmarketingwebsites.com, or if you don't want to type all of that in, just enter getcmw.com. That's getcmw.com. All right, back to the podcast. As mentioned, we're talking about advanced strategies for optimizing your Google business profile. Are you ready? Great. Let's dive in. First, let's talk about detailed profile optimization. Ensuring every section of your Google business profile is thoroughly completed is crucial. Make sure your business name, address, phone number, and website are accurate and consistent across all platforms. Write a compelling business description that includes relevant keywords but remains natural and informative. Highlight your specialties, services, and what sets your practice apart. Adding your business hours, including special hours for holidays or events, is also important. The more detailed and accurate your profile, the more Google will trust and promote your business. Next, let's discuss leveraging Google Posts. Google Posts are a fantastic way to share updates, promotions, events, and more directly on your Google business profile. They appear in your local listing and can significantly enhance your visibility. Regularly posting engaging content, such as health tips, upcoming events, or special offers, keeps your profile active and relevant. Make sure your posts are visually appealing and include calls to action, encouraging potential patients to book an appointment or visit your website. Another powerful tool on your Google business profile is the Q&A feature. This section allows potential patients to ask questions, and you can respond directly. It's a great opportunity to provide valuable information and use more keywords to boost your SEO. If you don't have any questions yet, you can seed the Q&A with common questions and answers. Think about what your patients frequently ask and provide clear, informative answers. This not only improves your SEO, but also positions you as a knowledgeable and responsive chiropractor. Next up are your insights and analytics. Understanding and acting on data from Google My Business Insights can significantly enhance your marketing efforts. Insights provide valuable information about how people find your business, what actions they take on your profile, and more. Pay attention to metrics like how many views your profile receives, the number of website clicks, direction requests, and calls. Use this data to understand what works and what doesn't. For example, if a particular post or image garners a lot of attention, consider creating similar content. Regularly reviewing and acting on these insights helps you make data-driven decisions and optimize your profile for better performance. Finally, let's talk about managing and responding to negative reviews. While positive reviews are crucial, how you handle negative feedback can also impact your reputation. Respond to negative reviews promptly and professionally. Acknowledge the issue, apologize if necessary, and offer a solution. This shows potential patients that you care about their experience and are committed to improving. Turning negative feedback into a positive interaction can build trust and demonstrate your dedication to patient satisfaction. And here's a pro tip. If you want to bury a negative review, simply solicit as many positive reviews as you can over a short period of time. This influx of positive reviews will push the negative review further down, making it less visible to potential patients. If you need help with optimizing your profile or implementing these strategies, Don't hesitate to reach out to me over at chiropracticmarketingwebsites.com. We offer SEO services specifically for your Google business profile. That's chiropracticmarketingwebsites.com. Or if you don't want to type all of that in, just enter getcmw.com. All right, that wraps things up for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also gives me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.